Thursday and Friday, October 13th and 14th, 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, October 12th, 9 to 4. Henderson Auctions, Florida Boulevard, Livingston, Louisiana. Go online to register now. HendersonAuctions.com. 1-800-850-2252. Auctioneer M. Henderson, Louisiana license number 136-16.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Right,
good evening.
It is WGSO Radio, and it's a He Said, She Said program. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And
I was distracted by John Fetterman and his big tuma on the back of his neck.
That's so bad.
Tucker Carlson was saying how he didn't know he had a running mate.
Yeah, and the tumor.
His running mate was sitting on the back of his neck.
Guy has got a lot of health issues. Okay, it is the He Said, She Said program. We say hello to everyone joining us on the dial at 990 AM, those of us joining us online at WGSO.com. And a great way to join us is the Mixler app that you can download from WGSO.com and take us with you wherever you go. By the way, if you miss any part of today's show and want to check it out, just go to WGSO.com, look up podcast page under He Said, She Said. So, Mimi, in a few minutes, let's take some phone calls at 504-556-9696. We can also check emails at jeff@wgso.com a little bit later on. So what do you make of this Fetterman-Oz race?
The man is off his rocker. I mean, if they think that Trump MAGA people are all the way extremist on the right, this guy's not even on the chart on the left. I mean, he is so far off. He wants to free everyone from prison.
And he wants to legalize heroin. So, I mean, that is pretty extreme.
Do you know what pill has heroin in it? Fentanyl.
Fentanyl, right.
Okay,
right.
So, and not the pure kind that you get at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It also has, the kind that's coming across is got poison and all kind of stuff in it.
So we got all kind of interesting races going on, and of course, we're now counting it down on my website, crewair.net, have a countdown clock, and also have a poll on there asking people to vote on who they think is going to win the midterm election. And Mimi, if you had to say now, what do you think is going to happen?
Which candidate?
The midterm election overall. Is it going to be
red
Republicans,
or blue?
Democrats, or split?
It's going to be Republicans.
You think they're going to carry both houses?
And I think we have a chance at the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Well, if you want to vote on that, go to crewair.net and cast your vote. It'll be interesting. So we're getting, of course, desperate Democrats trying to distract. You know, the numbers just came out. Inflation's 8.3%. And they're ratcheting up their rhetoric about MAGA. Now they're saying must kill MAGA. Ultra MAGA, I mean, enemies of the state.
You know, he was running a campaign that was very middle of the road Democrat, like old school. And then all of a sudden he comes out and says this. And you know why he said it? Because I think he's losing and he's kind of piggybacking off of what, you know, Biden's been saying and the left has been saying. But that is just, that's a death threat. As far as I'm concerned, and if you want to talk about inciting violence, which they always talk about J6,
yeah,
J6, he incites violence, you know what I mean? That guy, you think that's not inciting violence?
Well, you
think what they did after the Supreme Court Dobbs decision wasn't inciting violence? My God, a kid flew halfway across this country from California.
Yeah.
To assassinate one of the Supreme Court justices.
And, you know, protesting in front of a Supreme Court justice's home is illegal. And that's a violation of the law,
and
they've done nothing with those people.
And Garland, who needs to be impeached.
Yes, along with Mayorkas
and
Biden.
Because he's not enforcing laws.
And Harris and all of them. So, of course, they've given a pass to all the people that rioted after George Floyd died. And now they're going after, it seems like all they're doing is going after January 6th people, Trump supporters, The latest, of course, have been people like Steve Bannon. Now, Mike Lindell. Drive-through at Hardee's.
I'm going to tell you, I'm surprised they didn't put one of his pillows over his face and try to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Because they hate him.
So he's there.
He's an election denier.
He's there at a Hardee's, and they're demanding his phone, taking his phone away from him, doesn't even let him do a backup. Of course, you know, Peter Navarro, the presidential advisor, they got him at the airport, put him in handcuffs, strip searched him, and then threw him in the jail cell that John Hinckley had. And of course, Democrats who get contempt of Congress get nothing. Lois Lerner, Eric Holder. This is beyond a double standard. It is an FBI, Department of Justice has been weaponized, going after conservatives, Trump supporters, MAGA supporters. They don't care about the Bush wing of the Republican Party. They're after the people that they think are threats to their world. Well, and those are people that support Donald Trump.
They're taking all of their phones because they want to see if they were on the phone with him for J6.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how long you can keep these text messages can you pull them back? Now it's been, 18, 19 months?
Yeah.
But the FBI is... The abuse of power
is off the charts.
It's treasonous.
And then, of course, Hunter Biden can do whatever he wants to do. And, all this money secured from Ukraine and Russia and China.
Natural gas. That's what they were after.
Nothing happens to Hunter Biden.
And they went and got a mineral mine in Africa.
And Breitbart did a movie, My Son Hunter, that we'll have to check out because I hear it's good.
Wait, I have an admission.
You saw it already?
I saw it already.
Okay. All right.
But I'll watch it twice.
So you downloaded it already and watched it? I can't believe that. Well, tell us everybody about it.
It's really good. And it sort of goes over his life mainly in a hotel room with a chick who kind of narrates it. And it's funny. It's just really good. What else can I say about it? I mean, they're pretty true to form. He's doing drugs all the time.
Lots of material and videoing himself.
Orgies.
Lots of prostitutes in there.
Orgies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what he seems. I mean, he doesn't know much about Ukraine or China or Russia or oil and gas or any of these languages, but he seems to know.
But he knows his way around a hooker.
Crack cocaine and hookers. 504-556-9696-2. Join us. It is He Said, She Said on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. Also making national news. They talked about it today on Fox on Outnumbered. Was the one and only LaToya, the Destroyer Cantrell, and her idiotic comment about needing the protection of being in first class because she's a African-American woman. And we just don't understand, but she's needs that kind of protection, needs to be in first class. And then you pointed out perfectly that Sybil Morial, another prominent African-American woman, more prominent than LaToya Cantrell,
right,
sat in coach.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy too, very lovely, very nice, smiled, courteous. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody treats flight attendants,
right,
that well. So, I couldn't have been, it was a nice flight. It was interesting.
Right.
Those kind of people on airplanes, they just make the job, it's like a perk.
Mm-hmm. But of course, you didn't have the opportunity to serve LaToya Cantrell. That could have been another situation.
I'll tell you this. I think she snaps all over the place.
I wonder how nice she would have been.
God forbid you put the wrong thing down in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
She might get a little mad.
I wouldn't want to serve her. But she just did an interview. She sat down for an interview. And she doubled down on the fact that her health and priority comes first and of the utmost importance because she has to be there for her little girl.
Well, but if her security is so important, doesn't she need the security guard next to her?
And the
security guard is back in coach. So how's that going to help her?
I was flying with two babies at home.
Yeah.
Okay. That's everybody on the airplane
and
has a child.
Is your child a baby? How old is
her
child? I thought her child was in high school.
She is, yeah. She goes to De La Salle. She used to go to Ursuline.
504-556-9696. Okay, we got the new numbers out, and 580 people have been shot in New Orleans so far this year. 208 people have been killed. So Last year was a
That's
total,
all?
Last year was a total of 220 for the full year.
That's so horrible.
We're not even in October, and we're knocking on the door of what we had last year, which was a big increase over the year before. So
great job.
These numbers are just amazing, which is why the recall is doing so well. And I'm going to be interviewing both of the recall leaders on Monday.
Oh, good.
Because I want to find out how the weekend went. They're going to be out there
organizing. She's not going to give numbers, I can tell you that.
Well, she did tell me that they're running ahead of schedule.
Right.
And they thought it was going to take them 6 months, and they're on schedule now to get all 53,000 signatures in 5 months.
Okay, now make sure you point out they need more than the 53.
Oh, they know, they know.
And but, they should still continue to get signatures
but here,
in that 6 months.
Here's the sad part about it, and why we've got the Louisiana Voter Information Project, because the voter rolls in New Orleans are crap. And they say they're 266,000, which is why 20% of that is 53,000. But if the real numbers were 200,000, you would only need 40,000 signatures instead of 53,000. So because the voter rolls are so messed up, they need more real voters to sign the petition, making their job that much harder. So in effect, they've got to get 25%
right.
of the registered voters as opposed to 20 because the voter rolls are terrible.
And whose job is that, Ardoin?
Yeah, that's the Secretary of State. Who doesn't do his job. 504-556-9696. It is WGSO. You're listening to He Said, She Said. We've got a lot of topics on the table. Love to hear from you. Let's take a brief time out. Take care of some business. We'll come back with a whole lot more right here on the airwaves on this busy Wednesday afternoon. We'll be right back. Does your vote really count? Is it being canceled out by fake votes? In a statewide election, votes in one city like New Orleans can cancel honest votes around the state. New Orleans should have about 193,000 legally registered voters, about two-thirds of the adult U.S. citizens living there. Instead, New Orleans has 266,000 quote-unquote legally registered voters, or 73,000 more than you would expect. Considering that John Bel Edwards won re-election by only 40,000 votes, this is important. Please call Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin at 225-922-2880 and ask him to fix this broken system. No one really believes there are that many registered voters in New Orleans, and this problem needs to be fixed now before the next election for governor. If you want to get more information or help us spread this message, email us at info@lavip.org. We are the Louisiana Voter Information Project.
Hi, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance, and for over 40 years, we have been taking care of your AC and heating needs. We proudly recommend Daikin equipment backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty. So if you're in need of a repair, replacement, AC or heat checkup, don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. That's AC Ambulance with the best financing in the industry. So call 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
Are you one of the many whose roof hasn't been done yet after Hurricane Ida? Well, Dell's Roofing works with homeowners like you to repair or replace the roof and gutters that were damaged by the storm. Dell has been roofing New Orleans since 1982, and Dell and his crew are personally on every roof replaced or repaired. No matter where you are in the insurance claim process, Dell can help. Haven't filed a claim or received partial coverage for repairs? Denied replacement coverage? Or are you ready to get the work started? Dell's Roofing would like to offer you a free inspection and roof assessment. Dell will take the photos and videos to show you exactly what's going on up on your roof. Then you be the judge on what next steps, if any, to take. So call or text 504-402-7013. That's 504-402-7013. Or visit dellsroofing.com for your free inspection and roof assessment. Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185.
All right, welcome back. Jeff Cruer here.
And Mimi Cruer.
It is He Said, She Said on WGSO. We'd love to hear from you, 504-556-9696. So a lot of issues. There's a lot of problems with rail. Amtrak is canceling all long-distance trains starting tomorrow. A national rail strike looms, which could be another problem for the
economy. Unions right now in this country are the enemy. I'm done with the union, because it's all they do. We are suffering in this country. It's no time to be sitting it out. Okay, trains are very important. It's how we get our food. It's how we get you know, the coal, and you know, you name it. It's how we get everything, and they're going to go on strike.
Yeah, starting on Friday, if no agreement is reached, 504-556-9696. And
well, the pilots are on strike. The teachers' unions are on strike.
Right. Yeah.
I'll tell them where they can put their strike.
And finally, an interesting issue is John Durham made an interesting disclosure. The guy who's been working for years, coming up with something,
This is pretty good.
And it seems like the guy that was lying about the Trump dossier, the guy who was the source for Christopher Steele and the Trump dossier,
What's his name?
Russian.
Porchinki? Porcheskny?
And I'll get his name in a second.
I don't speak Russian.
This guy turned out to be, this liar, turned out to be a confidential informant for none other than the FBI.
A paid informant.
Mm-hmm. So they knew he was lying, so they brought him in as a confidential informant to protect him from investigation, from what I understand.
But so, you can't be a paid informant. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist.
Well, he was.
You will say anything they tell you to say.
Yeah, he
was. Because they're paying you. This FBI, I'm telling you right now, you know why they raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago? Is to protect themselves. They went to get these documents that expose them. That's what they're doing. They're not really after Trump. They were after documents.
And they got 15 boxes worth of documents. And who knows what they found.
I hope he made copies.
Probably a lot of personal material, a lot of privileged attorney-client material. Probably a lot of things they had no business going through, but they did it. The guy's name is Dechenko.
Dechenko.
So
close,
he lied. He lied about this so-called, you know, Steele dossier. Was a paid FBI informant, according to John Durham. He moved to unseal the motion and the case against Igor Danchenko.
That's who I was thinking.
Igor Danchenko. The motion provides new information on the details of Danchenko's lies to the FBI, further information on how the FBI was involved in this, and how Special Counsel Robert Mueller ignored Danchenko's false statements and expected testimony from a Clinton-connected executive, Charles Dolan.
So and his ties to possible ties to the Russian CIA or whatever they have, KGB.
So this guy was a paid informant for the FBI for 3.5 years, from March 2017 to October of 2020.
I wonder if it paid well.
So here's what Gateway Pundit says. The purposes of making Danchenko paid informant should be quite clear. The Crossfire Hurricane investigation was plagued with problems from the outset. The reason for opening the investigation was bunk. The problems continued as the investigation went on, with claims of Trump-Russia collusion being unverified or outright false. The problems continued with the Carter Page FISA applications, first submitted to the Foreign Intelligence Court, then relied substantially on the Steele dossier, which is a bunch of lies. The applications were still renewed 3 times, even though they were lies. Each application had their own problems, from the FBI lawyers lying about Carter Page to the court being misled. Realizing its own misconduct, the FBI made Danchenko a paid informant in March of 2017, just before the third FISA warrant was submitted in April. This would allow Comey's FBI to work directly with Danchenko in support of its counterintelligence investigation against Trump.
Did y'all get all that?
It protected being a confidential informant, also protected the FBI and the special counsel from revealing their, quote, sources and methods. How do you hide misconduct, Mimi? You bury the witness.
Well, so, he's exposed now.
You know,
I mean, Durham,
5 years after they hired him.
Okay. Yeah. It'll all be brought to light.
You've got confidence in John Durham. You've got
look
confidence.
What he just did.
Okay. But it hasn't led to anybody going to jail.
They're in the process.
504-556-9696.
You just want to skip the process and go straight to jail.
I want to see somebody on this side actually pay a price for their misdeeds and their lies and their crimes.
What they did.
I want to see an even-handed system of justice for once.
What they did was a coup.
Yeah.
That's all that it can be described as. It was a coup. They were trying to remove a sitting president that had been
duly elected. They first tried to knock out his campaign. I mean, so they first got on Trump when he was a candidate. Then they tried to prevent his nomination. Then they tried to prevent his election. Then they tried to prevent his confirmation. Then they tried to prevent his administration from succeeding. Then they tried to have him impeached and removed. And now they're probably trying to put him in prison.
Well, and now they've coined the phrase election denier. But yeah. you know what they are, what I call them?
What's that?
COVID deniers, vaccine deniers.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
They're truth deniers.
Border deniers, mm-hmm. inflation deniers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're really good at looking the other way.
Right. Well, they're Hunter Biden deniers.
Right. And
right.
Something, the CDC came out with something today and about the vaccine. And they said that they apologize for giving false information to the American people, and they said that they all of the VAERS, where you if you have a vaccine injury, you're supposed to report it. Mm-hmm. They haven't looked at any of those, so that's why they won't come out with
any side
effects.
There's
going to
be a lot of people that have grounds for lawsuits against all of these folks who lied to them. All right, we've got to take a brief time out, take care of some business. Your phone calls next, right here on WGSO.
Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining yourspot.com. That's YOREspot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YOREspot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again. Do you feel ignored by your government? Do you feel crushed and helpless under its weight as it tries to take more and more of your freedom? Does your government seem dead set on making you live in a constant state of fear, frustration, and anxiety while it tramples on the individual freedom that you were guaranteed under the Constitution? Do you feel voiceless and alone? Are you sick and tired of being oppressed and abused? Well, do not fear. The Louisiana Citizen Advocacy Group, LCAG, is here and near. LCAG is the only advocacy group in Louisiana who has but one loyalty, the citizens of the great state of Louisiana. If you are tired of being ignored by your elected representatives, join our cause as we clean out the traitors in our state legislature, the legislators who are supposed to be protecting you, but instead have betrayed you and sold you out. Go to LCAG.org and join the growing army of Louisiana citizens who are going to return the Louisiana legislature to the people. That's LCAG.org. Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruere. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you. Have you been waiting to get your roof done? And do you want to get it done right? Well, you need to talk to the team of experienced professionals at Doubleday Roofing, where they're making roofing great again. Brian Doubleday and his team of experienced and licensed roofing technicians provide nothing but quality workmanship and services to all their clients. They take care of their customers and make sure the job is done right. At Doubleday Roofing, all customers are provided with quality workmanship that will meet and exceed your expectations. Brian Doubleday has been solving all your real estate needs for 20 years. And their satisfied customers can tell you they'll help you maintain your current roofing or with a new roof, make your property so much better. For more information, call Brian Doubleday at 504-305-3385. That's 504-305-3385. Or visit DoubledayRoofing.com and find out how Brian Doubleday and his team are taking care of their customers, saving them money, and making roofing great again.
All right, welcome back. We're taking your calls at 504-556-9696. I'm Jeff Cruere.
And I'm Mimi Cruere.
And a lot of issues on the table. We're going to get to them, but let's get to some phone calls right now and welcome our good friend, great contributor from way, way, way up north in the woods, in the country, in St. Tammany, Brother Steve, checking in with us this morning, this evening. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing excellent. It's good to hear the Commissioner of Conservative Conversation, but it's even better to hear the voice and the commentary from the courageous conservative Lady Commissioner Mimi. How are y'all doing?
Oh, I love it.
She's fired up this evening, brother.
Yeah, I can hear the fire coming through the phone,
Yes.
I encourage everybody. I have somebody coming over this weekend. They're going to run me through and read me a bunch of stuff off of iVoter.com so I can see the history of the people that are running in Louisiana. You can see every state on iVoter.com, mm-hmm. and all the people that are running is that I will know exactly what's going on and who they are and what they've been doing, because I've been finding out that they don't vote the way they said they voted. And that is coming out. The other thing is isn't it amazing? In this country, we can't unload ships and everything out in California with the strikes going on out there. The railroad CSX is against the longshoremen, and then the Union Pacific wants to run everything. But over in the Ukraine, with bombs flying everywhere, they quit shooting whenever there's a movement of wheat to get to port. They stopped the war to allow the wheat to get through to make it to go out and be sold.
That's right.
Isn't that absolutely amazing? Some friends of mine, they went on the river cruise where you start in Prague, and then you go to Budapest, and then you go to Austria, and then you go to Germany, and you end up in Amsterdam. And it's 3.5 weeks. And they said, boy, listening to the news over there was totally different. Because they when they heard about the wheat thing, they said, man, that would never happen other places. But that's the way Europeans used to fight. They quit to allow commerce to go on, then they go back to fighting. And that was interesting. That was very, very interesting.
That is interesting.
The other thing as if John Podesta didn't do enough damage to this country, now we have his brother who's going to be giving advice on how to do stuff, Tony Podesta. But the most amazing thing
is... the pedophile.
Joe Biden talks to Xi Jinping. And then the company that's going to start purifying some of these things for batteries and strips for solar panels and stuff in Pennsylvania, whose chief executive advisor, they got the contract from China, and the chief executive advisor is Nancy Pelosi's son.
What an expert.
He's in. Yeah. There's like 5 different investigations on him in California.
Yeah. He's as indispensable as Hunter Biden.
They're cut from the same cloth.
It doesn't matter because they're all still there.
Yeah.
All the investigations in the world do nothing. You make it 6 years, it's over.
Yeah.
If it runs 6 years, you can't get it in a court.
Yeah, you know what was also an investigation? The Durham investigation was an investigation, and now they're getting ready to shut that down, and the guy convicted nobody. Got nothing done. So
they ran it. Yeah. They're running it to the 6 years.
Yeah.
2016, this is 2022. You don't get indicted, you ain't gonna.
Right.
You know what?
The statute will run out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, so that let me check out that website. That's an interesting one you told to us, iVoter.com. So it's got all the candidate info on there, brother?
Yeah, it's either .com or .org, and it's pumped real heavy by the public square.
Okay.
Very heavy by Kenny Wayne Shipp. The other guy, I can never remember the other guy's name, Dave Sonati. They encourage people, and I talked to somebody, and they looked at it and said, man, you need to hear this. I'll come over with my laptop and read it to you. I said,
okay. Good. Good deal. Well, thank you for that bit of info, my friend.
Pardon me?
I said, thank you for that bit of info. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay. God bless y'all. Y'all do such a great service for the people around here. And I hope they appreciate it, because guess what, people? If you... do not show this November, there ain't going to be nobody with a white hat and a white horse riding up.
No, we are. We are the white horse in the white hat.
We either win the House or the Senate, or it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
I agree. I agree. I think it is over.
People need to understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the country will be forever changed.
Yeah.
It'll be forever changed. This is the most important election ever.
Yeah, it really is. So much is on the line. Brother, thank you for what you do, my friend. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
You know what? I love y'all. I love y'all.
Thank you.
I'd jump in front of a bullet for you. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Brother, you're the best. Yes.
So I was thinking during the commercial break when we were reading the rest of that article about Durham, and it said that Bill Barr and who was the other people?
Durham.
Okay, Durham, that they tried to put a lid on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now what has Bill Barr been doing? Okay, so that's all Crossfire Hurricane.
Yeah.
Okay, what has he been doing? He's been saying that Trump, you know, they needed to get the documents. He wasn't given the documents.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been, you know, basically bashing Trump.
Right.
Well, maybe he's trying to CYA his own.
Well, of course. And Bill Barr, as Attorney General, did nothing, as Jeff Sessions did nothing. So, you know, again, my frustration with Donald Trump. I love him. Big supporter. Think he's the best. His appointments were junk, were crap, most of them.
He's not going to do that again.
And, yeah, I think he's learned his lesson. And if...
I think he'll clean
house. If he
runs
again, his number one appointment should be Ron DeSantis for vice president.
I'd
like to see a Trump-DeSantis ticket.
Right, and then we get 12 years.
I'd like to see them come out right after the midterms and say, hey, we're running as a ticket, Trump-DeSantis. And that brings on all the people that maybe preferred DeSantis to Trump, but they see him now as part of the ticket.
Two election deniers. We're in trouble.
They'll all be.
Two fascists.
Right.
Or semi-fascists. I didn't call you fascists. I called
semi-fascists.
You
semi.
See,
right.
Because they want plausible deniability. Mm-hmm. We never called you a fascist. We called you a semi-fascist.
And more information coming out about Hunter Biden. He took $5 million in a deal with the spy chief of China, Patrick Ho. All that portrayed in the
who
movie.
Who you calling a hoe?
All that in the movie. You saw my son, Hunter. He took $5 million in a deal with his associate, who he referred to as the effing spy chief of China, in a recording on his abandoned laptop. The laptop, by the way, that the FBI says they're not confirming or denying that they have it.
Well, we know they have it because that the guy in the computer store gave it to them.
Yeah, well, they sort of took it, right.
So we know. Mm-hmm. Well, no, he called them.
Thankfully, the guy made a copy. Yeah, thankfully, he made a copy before turning it over. So that's why Rudy Giuliani got it. That's why the New York Post got it.
Do you think
that's
he should have given it? Do you think Rudy was the right person for him to give it to?
I don't know. I mean, at least it got out there. I mean, at least he was smart enough to make a copy of it and not just give it all to the FBI. And of course, you know, the other thing that the FBI has covered up has been Ashley Biden's diary. So Ashley Biden in her diary talks about inappropriate showers with her dad when she was a young girl. That should be the scandal. That should be the investigation. But they're going after the people that sold the diary that she left in a halfway
camp.
House.
So how is it that you stole it if she left it?
She left it underneath the mattress.
But they went after the two, you know.
I know. I don't know how that could be stealing when someone leaves something and you pick it up and then decide to do something with it.
I mean, Project Veritas, they didn't buy anything. It was given to them.
They still busted in, you know, with a raid.
When he had the chance, he should have just outed that.
All I know is this, you know, they're protecting Biden every way they can.
They came like a flash to get that diary back, yeah, the FBI.
Right, they did. 504-556-9696 is WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. We welcome our good friend Matthew in Metairie. Good evening. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Matthew. Yes, can you hear me?
Paging Matthew. Yes, sir.
So I had to switch from the Bluetooth.
Yes. You've got some complicated equipment there. I know that.
Yes. A lot of fun to try to operate this stuff when driving. But I'd stop to release some hydraulic pressure. So, Mimi, you have confirmed LaToya's theory. Where is Sybil Morial?
Where is Sybil?
Yes, where is she now?
I have no clue.
She died. And she flew coach.
I don't think she's passed away. I think she's still living.
This was back in the 90s.
She's still living.
Okay.
Her son was mayor at the time.
She has not passed away. And from what I understand, she is living in Baton Rouge. Spends a lot of time in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
So,
I listened to the litter box with Jules and Cat Turd, and they interviewed Robert Davi, the director of My Son Hunter, and it seems like a very interesting movie. But for some reason, Robert Davi felt like interjecting his belief that what we need to do to all draw together is have something called the Earth Force to run around combating the effects of man-made global climate change.
Who is saying this?
Myself, Robert Davi, the director of the movie.
Okay, well, that's idiotic. That's idiotic.
Jules and Kat Turd, who normally have a kind of a take-no-prisoner sort of attitude, especially when it comes to, you know, the midstream Republicans, suddenly switched to the polite hosts and just listen to this garbage. I was like, what the heck am I listening to? So
and, yeah. That's kind of strange that, because he is a conservative. He's very conservative.
Yeah, he well, he was part of a great movie. We'll give him credit for that. Obviously, he's not right on all the issues, so we'll, of course.
His kids tell him that it's real, see? Kids saw Al Gore's movie in school.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Al Gore, who's still flying around the world on a private plane. All right, my friend, thank you, Matthew in Metairie. That you know, it's interesting that some people believe this whole climate change. I think it's a total hoax. What do you think?
It's a money grab.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate that.
It's a money grab. It's going to make the Industrial Revolution look like kids' play. I'm telling you that all of the companies are on board. I mean, do you think the car companies are not excited to have a brand new product that's totally different, and you have to buy it?
And
when has that ever happened?
$20,000 more. So that's nice, too.
Well, what I want to know is, are we going to make rail electric? I don't think you can do that. Are we going to make cruise ships electric?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to make tankers that bring us our products overseas?
Yeah.
Are they going to be electric?
Sure, it all will be.
Is, you know, what about things that we need? Lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Are they going to be electric?
Sure, of course.
You can plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to have to go buy electric lawnmowers?
This is the start of a brave new world. And the problem is that Louisiana is an oil and gas state. And the more they try to demonize that industry, the more it's hurting Louisiana. It's one of the reasons why we're not doing well economically and why we're losing population, because you know, our industry has been under attack here. I also talked to a gentleman this morning about one thing we need to do here in Louisiana is we need to get rid of the state income tax and join Texas and Florida and Tennessee and be competitive. And if we get rid of the state income tax, maybe we can draw more people to Louisiana. But we have a higher tax rate per capita than the southern average. So when you count sales, property, income, franchise, you put it all together, we pay more taxes per capita than these other states.
Yeah, and we never, we're always over budget, or we never have a surplus.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason we have one right now is because of the
federal money.
Yeah, the federal money that they handed out. And I think LaToya is still operating on that, and that she's dedicated some of those funds to try to hire more police. Yeah. So,
all right, let's do this. Let's take a brief time out. More coming your way on WGSO. We'll be right back. Does your vote really count? Is it being canceled out by fake votes? In a statewide election, votes in one city like New Orleans can cancel honest votes around the state. New Orleans should have about 193,000 legally registered voters, about two-thirds of the adult U.S. citizens living there. Instead, New Orleans has 266,000 quote-unquote legally registered voters, or 73,000 more than you would expect. Considering that John Bel Edwards won re-election by only 40,000 votes, this is important. Please call Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin at 225-922-2880 and ask him to fix this broken system. No one really believes there are that many registered voters in New Orleans, and this problem needs to be fixed now before the next election for governor. If you want to get more information or help us spread this message, email us at info@lavip.org. We are the Louisiana Voter Information Project.
Are you one of the many whose roof hasn't been done yet after Hurricane Ida? Well, Dell's Roofing works with homeowners like you to repair or replace the roof and gutters that were damaged by the storm. Dell has been roofing New Orleans since 1982, and Dell and his crew are personally on every roof replaced or repaired. No matter where you are in the insurance claim process, Dell can help. Haven't filed a claim or received partial coverage for repairs? Denied replacement coverage? Or are you ready to get the work started? Dell's Roofing would like to offer you a free inspection and roof assessment. Dell will take the photos and videos to show you exactly what's going on up on your roof. Then you be the judge on what next steps, if any, to take. So call or text 504-402-7013. That's 504-402-7013. Or visit dellsroofing.com for your free inspection and roof assessment.
Hi, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance, and for over 40 years, we have been taking care of your AC and heating needs. We proudly recommend Daikin equipment backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty. So if you're in need of a repair, replacement, AC or heat checkup, don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. That's AC Ambulance with the best financing in the industry. So call 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
For a variety of Italian dishes to satisfy your palate, you gotta go to Gentusa's Italian Market. They have pizzas, po' boys, subs, desserts, and the famous 1.5-pound meatballs. They only serve top-shelf alcohol, and the wine list is extensive. It's a casual dining atmosphere for the whole family, outdoor seating, and entertainment on Wednesday nights. There's plenty of free parking at Gentusa's Italian Market, located at 325 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, in the historic Rivertown. They're open Sunday and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 9 and Friday and Saturday from 11 to 10. So we'll see you at Gentusa's Italian Market, where they treat you like family and you'll love the food. The prices are fair and the daily specials are amazing. And the portions are big, really big. You better call now to make your reservations at 504-305-5305. That's 504-305-5305.
All right, welcome back. It is He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer. Y'all should see us in the commercial break.
So we've got this guy, Richard Nelson, the Republican from Mandeville. Young guy. He wants to run for governor, by the way. I think he's like 35. And he's the guy who's talking about getting rid of the state income tax, but they're saying that we have to be revenue neutral. So we've got to raise sales tax or property tax to make up for the income that we lose. Heck with that. We just cut the sale, get rid of the income tax, get rid of the sales tax, and put state government on a diet.
Well, you know, in Texas, they don't pay homeowners. That's one of the great things.
Well, property taxes are higher in Texas.
They don't pay property tax.
No, Texas has property tax. Texas has sales tax, but Texas has no income tax.
Oh, I sound correct.
Florida has no income tax. Tennessee has no income tax, but in Texas, property taxes are high. Here, we've got all of them. So we've got everything.
Because they need it so bad.
But the thing about it is that we've got a Huey Long mentality. We're still back in the days of Huey Long. Big government.
He's the original progressive.
Yes. And we gotta get rid of the income tax and just cut and put state government on a diet. Get the private sector going again so we can get more people in here. That'll bring in more tax revenue when we get more businesses and jobs in Louisiana. That is my soapbox version for today. All right, let's go to our fired up friend, the Cajun, patriotic, pro-life, buccaneer, Phil from Jefferson. How you doing? Good evening.
I am greatly blessed. I'm greatly blessed, but it's a sad day for me. Brothers and sisters, 367 days ago today, my first wife was murdered by a so-called vaccination science booster. Brothers and sisters, you're next. This is a scandemic project from hell. Brothers and sisters, every time you pull up to the pump, you will miss our president, Donald Trump. Every time you pay your Entergy electric bill, you will miss American Entergy independence. Every time you go to the grocery store, you will miss the quality, the quantity, and the price of food. They're trying to turn us into Jamaica and Mexico and all of that stuff. They all are smiling to your face. All they want to do is take your place, mask your face, and destroy your faith. Yes, the arm jabbers, the illegal arm jabbers, they murdered my wife. You could be next. Boycott Auschwitz Hospital now. Never go to that hospital again. Amen.
Wow. Sorry about that anniversary, Phil. I can feel your pain. I'm sad for you.
The vaccine.
Prayers for you and your family.
I'm so mad. Yeah. Every time I go to my phone to look at what's happening, you know, there are at least four or five healthy young men, athletes, that are dropping dead.
Yeah.
It's every
day. And now, more and more information coming out that the vaccine is dangerous. The vaccine is especially dangerous for young people. Much more dangerous than stupid COVID was. Now I'm reading that the rate of deaths from the flu is higher than the rate of death from COVID.
This whole thing has been so damaging.
Manufactured.
To everyone.
Yeah.
And now we're living in this.
Yeah.
Because they all wanted to be
autocrats.
And how
many of our friends and loved ones like Phil, like so many of us out there, including me, have had people lost due to this tragedy?
It's the way everyone just went along with it.
Yeah.
It was so easy. It was so easy.
Right.
And why did they do that?
Mm-hmm.
The government wanted, they were enjoying
they were listening. They were listening
they
to these so-called experts.
They had. Yeah. We had to do what they said. Mm-hmm. The governors, the mayors,
right.
They all enjoyed it.
All right, let's squeeze in a few more quick ones here, and we go to our buddy, the high tech redneck. Good evening, sir. Welcome. How are you?
Good evening, fellow tax generators. How are we doing?
Great,
my all-electric robotic lawnmower, all green, is cutting my green lawn right now. And let me tell you, about 23 years ago, I got on my roof and I did one of those fantastic energy savers. I didn't put solar panels up there. I took white corrugated steel and put that on my roof. And ever since, I've cut my electric bill down on a 2,000-square-foot home to an average of $95 a month because I reflect out all that heat away from my attic, and I'm saving energy.
High-tech redneck.
I remember you calling about that before.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't realize I did. Well,
you did.
Me.
No. It's relevant.
I think it's an interesting issue. So you're a big proponent of that.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, yeah. Well, why put all these dark roofs on our houses to absorb the heat? My cable guy was out here last summer, and he says, I'm dreading going in your attic. I told him, you're going to love my attic. He comes down 20 minutes later. He says, I could do my whole shift in your attic. My attic is 1 degree. Attic is 1 degree cooler than my back porch. I put thermometers on both, and it's actually cooler. And guess what? How many hurricanes have we had coming through here since? And I never lost one shingle yet because I don't have shingles.
Well, you really are the high-tech redneck. All right, my friend. Well, thank you for sharing
much.
That. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right, we only have a minute, and Uncle Joe's got a comment he wants to share with us. Uncle Joe, the floor is yours in our final minute. Go ahead, sir.
Let's just say something here. We're not jabbing people. We're saving people's lives. And soon, there's only going to be one narrative for every issue. And anybody else is a spreader of misinformation, especially when it comes to the election. This is...
Yes.
This is
the
America.
Election.
We're
going
to...
I think we're going to respond to you in 55 days, my friend. All right. Thank you, Uncle Joe. Mimi, got 10 seconds. Any final comments?
Try to keep a smile on your face.
There
it's
you
so
go.
Hard these days.
All right, everyone. We'll look forward to seeing you next week for He Said, She Said, Wednesdays at 5. And I'll see you tomorrow morning for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO.
All of us want to find affordable insurance tailored to our unique needs. Whether it's homeowners, flood, auto, or business insurance, the place to go is Foundation Insurance Group. Their team of experienced independent insurance agents will give you your insurance options and quotes for the best rates available. Foundation Insurance Group is an independent, locally owned insurance agency based right here in River Ridge. They're your neighbors who worry about floods, hurricanes, lawsuits, and car accidents on I-10 just like you do. When you work with them, you're not an account number. You're a valued customer, a local who deserves personal, honest service and professional guidance. Whether it's auto, homeowners, commercial, or flood, Foundation Insurance Group are your neighbors who understand you're a vital part of our local community. For more information, call 504-304-6143 or visit foundationinsgroup.com. Have you been waiting to get your roof done? And do you want to get it done right? Well, you need to talk to the team of experienced professionals at Doubleday Roofing, where they're making roofing great again. Brian Doubleday and his team of experienced and licensed roofing technicians provide nothing but quality workmanship and services to all their clients. They take care of their customers and make sure the job is done right. At Doubleday Roofing, all customers are provided with quality workmanship that will meet and exceed your expectations. Brian Doubleday has been solving all your real estate needs for 20 years, and their satisfied customers can tell you they'll help you maintain your current roofing or with a new roof, make your property so much better. For more information, call Brian Doubleday at 504-305-3385. That's 504-305-3385. Or visit DoubledayRoofing.com and find out how Brian Doubleday and his team are taking care of their customers, saving them money, and making roofing great again.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.